It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there for once. I know where she is because she can't move. I'm sorry. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, from Zurich in Switzerland. A conversation that is going to be, unfortunately, around the COVID-19, as basically it is impossible to find anything else in the news, and for good reasons, of course. So I'm going to give here a little European update. In Switzerland, we seem to have many cases compared to other countries. That probably comes also from the fact that we are direct neighbors with Italy, northern Italy. And therefore, that must have played a certain role, even though, of course, nothing can be really sure these days. For the moment, we are having a lack of masks, like almost every other country, a lack of ventilators, a lack of medical equipment. But it is right now still manageable. I do understand, though, from certain reports this morning that if the cases should be growing the way they are growing, it is definitely going to become a problem because hospitals just have that many places for big risk patients. One thing that I would like to also emphasize is the fact that England, who was a week ago still considering taking a different route in trying to basically get enough people infected to have a herd immunity and then have less cases, obviously, they seem to have completely changed their mind for the very same reasons as everybody else changed their mind. And it's the fact that the problem lies with the amount of cases all at once. And I think it's never enough to repeat that, because substantial amount of people still don't understand what is the big deal about this virus. So the big deal is that while 80% is going to be perfectly fine, there is still a 10 to 20% who's not going to be fine. It is not going to be only older people, and those 20% are going to need a bed in the hospitals. The bottom line being, if there is no space, then there will be some choices to be made on who gets help first. And this is a scenario that doctors do not want to take for granted, because this is about the worst that can be for a doctor who is supposed to save life and not decides on who to save. Now, how can we help that? And I think this is happening in Europe, but the way I understand it, it's more or less the same on other continents. There are still many people who do not feel the urgency, who do not feel the gravity of the situation, and continue to meet, since restaurants and pubs and bars are closed, continue to meet in private houses, to have birthday parties, to have family dinners, family reunion, basically everything that is utterly wrong, because in those families, most of the time, the grandparents are also present and are very, very much at risk. I heard from personal stories that I know to be true in Switzerland of people who flew back from other countries and went directly to say hi to their grandparents, to their good friends, to other family members, and happened then to be 2 days after their trip positive, meaning that now entire families have to be quarantined, not knowing if they have been unlucky or lucky. So I can, this might sound really annoying at this point because it's repeated everywhere, but I feel that by having a lot of contacts, knowing a lot of people in Switzerland and abroad who are still not taking the situation seriously enough, I cannot emphasize how important that is. That is a question of being responsible. It is not a question of falling into panic or stressed situation, but just being responsible. It's a question of solidarity also, not only for people that we don't personally know, but basically also for the people we know, for our friends, for our families, for everybody that is important to us. So I think this is one thing that I wanted to emphasize. And the last thing that I wanted also to talk about, because it's kind of still an exception in Europe, is Sweden, who seems to still think that a immunization in the population is the right way to go. So they have less measures than other countries. And I am actually very curious to know how is that going to play out, and see if they are going to be able to keep that until their own hospitals might get crowded as well. But I think it's interesting to see that there is still one country that has somewhat of a different opinion. So I'm just going to conclude today by saying that many laboratories in the world are working on this issue. And while this might be still wishful thinking at the moment, there is absolutely no doubt that something is going to be found. It is, though, very much a question of timing. So for now, just keep social distance and be safe.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostro. Over there.
My pleasure.